Orsith would be what gave him abilities much like what Rhysiren possessed. "You were foolish to come to court," he said. "I have my reasons," the man chuckled. "Reasons? Did you come to die? Because that's all that can happen here." All he wanted to do was to capture one of the Vanas fighters. He needed information. Rhysiren ignored him, pushing on a pair of knives and sending them streaking toward the man. Neither struck. He vanished in a slide so fast that Rhysiren struggled to follow it. When he emerged, he did so behind Rhysiren. "You don't think I can handle one of you with the ability to slide?" Rhysiren asked. "One?" The man flickered as he slid forward, no more than a step. Rhysiren readied a pair of knives, but had a growing uncertainty rise within him as well. Had he underestimated Vanas? There were plenty of their agents moving through court, enough that it gave Rhysiren an easy reason to justify the amount of time he spent here, but those he'd found had been easy to subdue. If there were more than one, a chill worked up his spine and he slid, emerging on the edge of the plaza. Another slide took him to the far side, and then one more took him back to the opposite side. Each time he emerged, he felt the uncomfortable sense that others able to slide appeared, but Rhysiren couldn't see them. Pulling on five of his knives, he sent them away from him, bringing them back as soon as they reached the pits of darkness pooling around the courtyard. Something flickered, and Rhysiren hesitated, pushing one of the knives in that direction. There he saw three others, all with crossbows. Bolts loosed at him. Rhysiren slid, emerging on top of one of the nearby buildings. His heart raced. If there were that many Vanas near him, he needed to be more careful. As he emerged, he realized that they had followed him. Damn. Another slide, and this time he emerged near the heart of court, with dozens of towering buildings on either side of the street. Lorsith lingered along the street in places where he'd left it, giving him more light than he'd otherwise have in the darkness. The sense that others trailed him remained. Rhysiren spun, looking for signs that they had, but found nothing. That did nothing to settle his racing heart. He should have expected Vanas to begin hunting him. After all, he'd been the one hunting them for the last few months, searching for those with Heartstone and Lorsith buried within them so that he could trace it back to his grandfather. So far, none knew how to find him. And worse, they didn't know how or where to find the crystal. More than anything else, that was what he wanted to find. The other crystals were still safe, protected by the way that he'd used the energy of the elder trees to seal them off, but he needed to find the missing crystal to secure the seal. Not only secure it, but to find some way for him to stop Vanas. That was all that mattered now. The others of Vanas might be out there now, but that didn't mean that he could do nothing. Stepping into a slide, he paused in the space between. As always, the smells of Lorsith and Heartstone swirled around him, almost as if this place fed on the energies of those metals. The air had a muted quality, one that made it seem both lessened and strangely more real than when he was on the other side. From here, he could access the power of the elder trees and could use that power. There was another benefit to standing in this space between, one that only he could reach. The power of the elder trees refreshed him, filling him with their energy, building his strength. As he bathed in that, he didn't worry about injury or pain or fatigue from sliding. All of that went away. It was in this place that he'd seen Della healed, where he'd helped Hearn, and where he never feared those more powerful than him. It was not a place he could live. He didn't even know if he would be allowed to remain for much longer than his brief visits, but it was a place where he felt connected to the Great Watcher. Rhysiren drew on his renewed energy, and then traveled. Traveling as he did, separating himself into two, allowed him to leave his physical body behind while his mind could then travel anywhere in the outside world, invisible and undetectable by most. Traveling while in between was the only way he was able to use the power of the elder trees. This time, he emerged in the courtyard where he'd found those with the crossbows. Two Vanas soldiers lingered in the shadows, hiding near the long walls surrounding the courtyard. Using the power of the elder trees, he pushed against them, securing them to the ground so they couldn't move. They wouldn't cause him any more trouble. There were others who would take it from here. Rhysiren needed to find the others.